I tell you, he's able to do anything but fail. At this time, we extend the invitation. Perhaps there may be one who'd like to get on the Lord's side. Yeah, God, people ought to be praying. If my people will call by my name, would humble themselves and pray. Yes, Lord, and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven. I will heal their land. Don't worry about what's going on around us. Just talk to the Lord about it. There's some things that we just can't do nothing about. But I tell you one thing, we can talk to the Lord, because the devil can't do no more than the Lord allows him to do. He's already defeated. We're not waiting for him to get defeated. He's already defeated. He was defeated on the cross of Calvary.
What a privilege.
There may be one. Another.
To carry.
May come by letter.
Yeah.
Candidate for baptism.
Thing to God in prayer.
We know your heart and spirit burned as you listened to our pastor, Dr. Carl Armstead, as he preached and taught the Word of God. Join us in our regular worship services on Sunday, 11 o'clock a.m., midweek service at 7 o'clock p.m. For additional information, phone the church at 337-392-0952. And join us again for an awesome Word of God next week at the same time.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
No need to worry.
The gospel is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. KAYT. Got the gospel transmitting. All day.
Join us as we open our Bibles, hearts, and minds to be blessed by the Word of God as Dr. Joshua Joy Dara, Senior Pastor of Zion Hill Church Family, gives us insight into the gospel in plain English.
First Corinthians chapter 13. Verse number 13. The book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 13, verse number 13. The Bible said, "And now abideth faith, hope, and love. Of these three, the greatest is love." Let's pray. Father, we are grateful for this day of celebration. Thank you, O God, for all of our mothers. Thank you for another year of blessing. Holy Spirit, I pray that you will use me to minister to them, not just the mothers, but everyone under the sound of my voice. Glorify yourself in this house. Show yourself strong in the midst of your people.
Yes, sir.
I thank you for the opportunity to lift up holy hands before you. I thank you for the opportunity to praise you and worship you this morning. I thank you, O God, for the opportunity to preach the gospel. Have your way. Bless your people. And I thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. First, I would like to say happy, happy Mother's Day to every one of our mothers. What a blessing to see another year of joy and happiness in your life. We thank you for being a good mother. Thank you for allowing God to use you in the office of motherhood. By the way, for the record, there are five ways for anyone to be a mother, so that you know exactly who I'm talking to this morning. One obvious way is through natural birth. And the second way is what we call adoption. And also you can be a mother through in-laws. You know, some of you have daughter-in-laws, some of you have son-in-laws. They become your children. Hallelujah. Another way you can be a mother is what we call spiritual children. There are many of you that have spiritual children. And finally, we have what we call destiny children. There are some children that God will send along your way, and your job is to fashion and push them into their destiny. What a blessing, what an honor. Whether you are serving in one of those five ways, whether you are serving in two or more of those ways, you are what we call mothers. And we are grateful for your ministry. Thank you for being an angel to your children. Thank you for allowing your children to cry on your shoulder. Thank you for believing in every one of your children. Thank you for being their number one cheerleader. It's a joy to be a mother, and we are grateful for what you do. Thank you for all your sacrifice, teaching those children, and cooking, cleaning, sewing, putting wet clothes in the dryer, loading dirty clothes in the washer, ironing clothes, pampering them, loving them, putting dirty socks in the laundry, lay out clothing for the next day for them to go to school. You're the one writing the notes to the teacher. You're the one that goes to the PTA meeting for the most part, checking their homework, just being there for them, sometimes when nobody else will. Checking the kids before they go to sleep, picking up the toys, just loving them, hugging them. I mean, it's just on and on. I don't know how you do it. On top of that, you have to take care of your own self. You have to look good for yourself, look good for your husband, go to work. I mean, on and on. It's endless. A mother's job is never finished. But we thank God for you. We are grateful for the way God is using you. Before I preach to you and minister to you this morning, I want to pray with you. Because if I never get to preach to you, the prayer is more important. So right now, let's pray. Father, I thank you for every mother under the sound of my voice. I thank you for their life, for their calling, for their ministry. The book of Psalms 25, verse 1 says, "Unto thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemies triumph over me." I pray for you this morning that you will not be ashamed of your children. I pray in the name that is above every name that your children will not cause you shame in the name of Jesus. I pray that the word of God will be fulfilled in your life. The Bible said children are blessings from God. And blessed is anyone whose quiver is full of them. They are arrows in the hand of mighty men and women. Hallelujah. I pray that your children will be arrows in your hand, not just in your heart, in your hand. They will defend you. They will protect you. They will love you. They will represent you well in the name of Jesus. I just pray that God will remember you for every sacrifice that you have made on behalf of your children. I pray that God will deliver your children from all harm and danger. Every trickery of the enemy shall not prevail over your children. In the name of Jesus, I bless you and your children. I pray concerning you, my sister, wherever you are. I know in this crazy world we live in, there are seed eaters. And there are seed destroyer. There are seed people that will want to destroy the seed of your womb. I come against them today in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray that your children will reach their destiny, will reach their goals. I pray, oh God, that in the evening of your life, your children will be there to clothe you. Hallelujah. I lift up those of you who are believing God for the opportunity to be mothers. I pray, oh God, that God will open up your womb. Hallelujah. Right now, in the name that is above every name, I pray that God will touch you. I pray that God will grant you the desires of your heart. In the name of Jesus Christ. I pray that God will cause you to smile because of your children. Whether they are adopted, whether they are destiny children, whether they are spiritual children, whether they are your children by in-law, whether they are natural children, whatever it is that God has profited with, I pray that God will increase you more and more. You will not be ashamed of every one of them. In the name of Jesus. They will call you blessed. I say to my congregation all the time, great men and women are not elected. No disrespect to our politicians. Great men and women are selected. I pray that God will send good people along the pathway of your children to help them, to push them to their destiny, to bless them. I cover your whole household with the blood of Jesus. It is so, in Jesus' name. Say amen. Hallelujah. My brother, my sister, I just want to minister to every one of our mothers today. I just thank God for every one of them for what they are doing. And I pray that even all of our men will benefit from ministering to the ladies and the mothers today. Please take note in the passage I read to you. The Bible identified three virtues. If you are into philosophy, you would know the Greek philosophers believe there are four cardinal virtues in the world. But I'm not here to talk about philosophy. In the Word of God, you will find these three virtues, not four, three of them: faith, hope, and love. If you are following this ministry last week, I speak about one of those virtues. It's called hope. I say, get your hopes up. Today I want to talk about another virtue on that list. It's called faith. So our subject for discussion is titled, Get Your Faith Up. You can see how the Lord is leading me page by page on this subject. Get your faith up. That's my word for every mother today. Every parent, in fact, everyone under the sound of my voice. First of all, what is faith anyway? My brothers, my sisters, faith is you putting your trust in God. You cannot make it as a mother if you don't put your trust in God. Faith is when you put your confidence in God, not in man, not even in yourself. Confidence in God. Don't get me wrong, it's okay to have self-confidence, but self-confidence will only last you for so long. It is confidence in God that will last you forever. That is why Philippians chapter 3, verse 3 says, put no confidence in man. Put no confidence in flesh. The problem, ladies and gentlemen, we have too many people who walk around this planet Earth with zero confidence. And then there are others who have very low confidence. Faith is when you learn to put your confidence in God. God will always give you the faith, the grace, the confidence that you need to do what he called you to do. So if you are called to motherhood, guess what I'm saying to you this morning? God will give you the grace. God will give you the confidence. God will give you the faith to do what he has called you to do. I'm not talking about the confidence to preach or to sing. God will even give you confidence in the middle of trial. I'm talking about things like difficult marriage, raising difficult children, being in a messy situation. Will you believe God will even give you the grace to survive every odd in your life? If he calls you, he will equip you to survive. Even in a situation that you don't feel happy. God is so gracious and so merciful. He never called anyone into a life of misery. God will give you that grace, that faith to hold on in the name of Jesus. Please take note, confidence is not faith in your heart alone, just sitting there. No, that's not confidence. Confidence, ladies and gentlemen, is faith activated. It's not enough for you to say, I believe God for this, I believe God for that. Your confidence is faith activated until you activate it. And in raising children, many times you will have to activate your faith. Many times you will need to activate your faith. When life is rough, you need to activate your faith. When life is tough, you need to activate your faith. I want to encourage those of you mothers that may be going through some challenges right now. Don't just sit there whining and moaning, feeling sorry for yourself. God has called you to a very important ministry. And what you need to do today is to get your faith up. Encourage yourself in the Lord, believing that God who called you into motherhood, regardless of who is there to help you, regardless who is not there, God will make a way out of no way. Faith is taking steps against the odds of life, against every fear, against every obstacle that is coming along your way. Faith, my brothers and my sister, is getting out of the boat and walking on water. Hallelujah. Thank God for those of you who have had to carry most of the load by yourself. God is still faithful. He will see you through every one of your situations. Today, I want to share with you examples of mothers like you who've had to face some odds in their life. If time permits me, I want to call your attention to 8 of them. The Bible is full of people just like you who are called to motherhood, and they have to endure something. They have to go through some things, and the good Lord sustained them at the end of the day. Let me start out with the book of Ruth, chapter 1, beginning from verse 8. You remember the story of Naomi. She is a mother. How do I know she's a mother? The Bible says she had 2 sons. So she's a mother. I told you who are mothers. Ladies and gentlemen, the bad news is that both of those children died. Some of you under the sound of my voice, maybe you've had children. You've been called into motherhood, but you've had to suffer the loss of your children. I pray that God will comfort you. In the name that is above every name, the name of Jesus, I pray that God will strengthen you in seasons like this. Yeah. Let me remind you to do like Job this morning. Job said, though he slay me, yet I'm going to continue to trust him. In the name of Jesus, be healed. Ladies and gentlemen, this woman, Naomi, is now stuck with 2 daughter-in-laws. All three of them are now widows. You can imagine. Maybe you're a widow right now and you're listening to me. You can imagine the toughness, the roughness that these three women had to go through. Ladies and gentlemen, Naomi had to make tough decisions. How are we going to make it? What are we going to do now? The seed of my womb, they're dead. What do I do? So she said to the two ladies, say, folks, sisters, in-laws, my daughter-in-laws, I'm too old. I cannot bear more children. And even if I bear more children, you will have to wait a long time before they grow up and you can marry them. So logically, he's saying, look, I'm going to go back home. I'm a Jewish woman, I'll go back home, and you'll go back to your own home. There's no need for you to be following me around. I lose, you lose. We don't want to be a bunch of losers hanging out together. And more so, you're a Moabite, and I'm Jewish. If you go back with me, no Jewish man is interested in you because you're a foreigner. Notice what Miss Naomi is doing. He's thinking logically. He's using what we call critical thinking in our situation. But Ruth, one of those daughter-in-law, made a decision to go with her by faith. She said to Naomi in verse 16 of Ruth chapter 1, she said, no, even though our situation is difficult, even though we are all struggling, I'm still going with you. Wherever you go, I'll go. Wherever you sleep, I'll sleep. Your people will be my people. And your God will be my God. Please take note, Ruth's decision is really against her own interest. To follow Naomi means she will be away from her own people. To follow Naomi means she will be widowed for life. And she has been warned that if she goes to the Jewish land, Jewish men are not interested in foreigners. And yet she decided to follow her mother-in-law. It's easy for her to go back to her own home to have a fresh start. Instead, she followed her mother-in-law. She served her. And the Bible says she was gleaning in the field. And you know the result of that story. While she was working, serving her mother-in-law, Boaz noticed her. Hallelujah. I can stop there. Boaz one day just said, who that? Hello, every New Orleans Saints. This is your time to shout now. Boaz said, who that? And ladies and gentlemen, please take note that she was noticed. I pray for every one of you who are single, believing God for a good husband. Somebody will notice you soon. Open your mouth, shout amen. We don't serve a dead God. Notice that this woman, Ruth, she was not man-hunting. She was not searching for any man. She was minding her own business. She was serving her mother-in-law. She was in her place, doing her things, doing her duties. But God caused somebody to notice her. That's why I pray for you today, that God will send somebody to notice you in the name of Jesus. Boaz, according to the scripture, was an old man, but also a very rich man. By the way, Boaz may be rich and old, but he wasn't cold. Ladies and gentlemen, if you follow that story, you will notice that Boaz married Ruth. Hallelujah. Ruth conceived, and Ruth gave birth. I can stop there and pray for you right now. Many of you are believing God for the fruit of the womb. I pray the same God that helped Ruth will cause you to conceive and give birth. Some of you might be saying, but Pastor, I'm a man. See, a man can conceive and give birth. Hallelujah. I pray that the Holy Spirit will open your heart and open your mind to see that. Miracles just don't happen. You have to be pregnant with a miracle. You got to see yourself blessed. You got to see yourself healed. And you got to conceive your own breakthrough and give birth to it in Jesus' name. Ladies and gentlemen, if you remember, the Bible says Ruth gave birth to Obed. Obed produced Jesse. Jesse produced David. And David produced Jesus. Can you see all the lineage passed down? Please take note, if Ruth had gone back to her home as a Moabite, she would have missed out in the opportunity to produce Obed, and then Obed to produce Jesse, and Jesse to produce David, and David to produce the Savior of the whole world. Faith is what you need to survive your situation. Get your faith up. Her secret, ladies and gentlemen, is her confidence in God. Faith, I told you, is having confidence. No matter your situation right now, you got to make up your mind, for God I'll live, for God I'll die. And when the devil tried to mess with you, guess what? Your faith will cause you to overcome. Faith is trusting God in the midst of all the odds. Another example is found in the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 1, verse 5 through verse 7. You heard the story of Hannah, another mother. But she didn't just give birth at first. She was barren. And also, she was living in a very unpleasant situation. The Bible said that in her environment, people were making fun of her. Year after year, that was going on. It was a painful experience. Hannah, the Bible says, was weeping bitterly. She was sorrowful in her heart. And maybe you're listening to me this morning, you say, Pastor, if you only know what I've been through. If you can only see what I'm dealing with right now. But God has a way of turning things around. Her faith provoke her to have confidence in God. She said to God, Lord, if you will remember me and allow me to have a child, I would dedicate that child back to the Lord. And notice her situation. She was going through ridicule. She was going through desperation. She was being made fun of. But if you read that scripture in 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 21, the Bible said the Lord remembered Anna. Anna conceived. Anna gave birth. She had three sons and two daughters. I feel like shouting already. Not only did God remember her, but God gave her double for her trouble. She was believing God for one child. But notice what God did. Three sons and two daughters. For every suffering you've been through, I pray that God will give you double for your trouble in the name of Jesus Christ. What is Hannah's secret? Confidence in God. In the midst of sorrow, in the midst of pain, she put her trust in God. That is why I'm encouraging you this morning. The way to overcome is to get your faith up. Get that faith up. Every man, every woman is dealt with a measure of faith. You got it. The only question is, are you going to activate it? Heaven is waiting on you to get your faith up. There are many examples of women like that. Remember the story of Sarah. Remember the story of Hagar. A young lady with a baby in the middle of the desert. run out of food, run out of water. But guess how she survived? She cried out to the Lord, and God sent an angel. The Bible is full of mothers who have been through some trying time, who has been through some rough time, and God made a way out of no way. You remember Moses' mother. The king gave instruction to all the Egyptian midwives, kill every Hebrew boy. If you are helping them to deliver their baby, if it's a girl, let that girl live. But if it's a boy, kill them. You can imagine when that woman gave birth to her child, Moses, all the trouble, what she was going through emotionally, how she came up with a game plan, trying to, just like you do every day, trying your best to be a good mom. By the way, don't let anyone suggest to you that you're not a good mother. God only requires you to do your very best. And for all the sacrifice you've made, I will give you a thumbs up any day. God is faithful to equip you, to help you through every trial, through every tribulation. Ladies and gentlemen, we see another example in the book of 1 Kings, chapter 17, verse 9. Remember the story of a widow, of Zarephath. There was famine in the country. And just like we're going through right now, the economy was bad. There was a lot of unemployment. There was recession in that land. And all of a sudden, God remembered one of his preachers, Mr. Elijah. And God told Elijah, I want you to go down so-so-so address. There's a widow there that I will make sure she feeds you. And sure enough, Elijah went down, and he noticed this widow for sure. And then he asked the woman, ma'am, will you please feed me? I'm a preacher. We're all in famine. Economy is bad. Recession is going on. Will you please feed me? The woman said, preacher, I thank God for you. I thank God for your ministry. I wish I could help you, but I cannot. All I got is a handful meal and a jar of oil. And I'm gathering stick to go home and prepare this as last supper for me and my son, that we may eat and then die. We're in the same recession that you're going through. Elijah said to the woman, I want you to make the meal for me first, and then make some for you and your children. I can just imagine this woman. If she is a black sister, she'd probably be thinking of the N word right now. They say, Reverend, don't you hear what I just told you? I just told you I cannot help you. I cannot share with you my last piece of chicken. What part of that you don't understand? And then Elijah repeated himself, fix the first meal for me and then fix for your son and yourself. In my sanctified mind, I can just see this woman thinking, here we go again. You preachers always asking for money. You're always asking for something. But guess what? I just told you. If I feed you with what I got, there'll be no next. This is one last supper we're about to take and die. But if you read verse 14, Elijah told the woman, if you do what I told you, your bowl of flour shall never be exhausted. And your jar of oil shall never be empty. The woman looked at him and said, Reb, I told you, I have just enough for me and my child. Are you trying to tell me if I reverse my priority, God will flip the script? And that's exactly what Elijah told the woman. God is able to heal you when you are sick. God is able to bless your children. God is able to look out for you even in the midst of this recession. God is able to make a way for you and your family in the midst of so much unemployment going on in America. Ladies and gentlemen, the story ends with this woman obeyed. He fixed the first meal for that preacher man. And the Bible said her bowl of flowers never ran out. And her jar of oil was never empty. What is her secret? She left reason and grabbed into this thing called faith in God. Ladies and gentlemen, if she had said to herself, look, Reverend, what you're saying is not even practical. Reverend, what you're saying is not even logical. You're not making sense to me. She would have missed her blessing. Even with all what is going on, this is the best time to give. I am telling you, the way to receive is giving. I wish I could testify. My wife probably be smiling now as she's watching me. One lady, not too long ago, a white sister just came to me and said, Pastor, my daddy just died. I don't have money. They're asking me for $995 to bury my dad. And that's for cremation. Not even really said, can you help me? And bless God, I said, man, I don't even know this woman. But somehow she claimed that she's been to my church. So I wrote the check. My wife is looking at me, are you crazy? And sure enough, I gave her the money. I said, go bury your dad. And deep within me, I'm also asking myself, am I crazy?
Justify, Reverend, tell the truth.
But amazingly, just a few days later, somebody, one of my sons in Houston, sent me a check. He said, Pastor, I heard about your birthday. Congratulations. Bam! Gave me $1,000. I said, look at God. I didn't lose one dime. In fact, it's your cousin, Jonathan Goins. I said, look at God. God will make a way out of no way. Don't hesitate. Don't let this season paralyze your giving. Don't let this season cause you to miss your blessing. God will make a way for you and your children. Believe me when I tell you, giving is receiving. Another example is in the book of 2 Kings, chapter 4, verse 1. There was a woman there. Her husband is dead. The creditors came to get her and her son and take her son as slave. The situation looked very messy. She looked like she's under pressure, you know, stressed. And she told another preacher, say, preacher, I'm in bad shape. I don't have anything. The creditor has come to mess with me and to take my child. The preacher asked her, ma'am, what do you have in your house? She said, all I got is a small jar of oil. The preacher gave her instructions. Go and get more vessels and get in your house, close the door, and start pouring in all those empty vessels. And sure enough, the woman was obedient. She got many vessels, she started pouring, and the Bible says she experienced what we call a miracle of surplus. She had enough to pay all of her bills, and she had enough to live on for the rest of her life. What is so amazing is that the oil stopped only when she ran out of vessels. What is my message? God will take you as far as your faith can go. I want to encourage you, mothers, today, and everybody under the sound of my voice, no matter what is going on, no matter what you're hearing on the news, no matter what the enemy is ringing in your ear, believe God for yourself. You can even prosper in the midst of famine. Isaac sowed in the midst of famine and reached 100% benefit. That God is also your God. You say, how am I going to take care of my children? How am I going to pay the school fees? How am I going to buy the school uniform? How am I going to buy the supply? How am I going to feed my children? The Lord will make a way somehow. Get your faith up. Believe God for yourself. God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all you can ask, above all you can think, according to the power that worketh in you. Let me call something to your attention. Have you noticed what all these mothers had in common? Number one, every one of them had to deal with crisis. Motherhood comes with challenge. That's the honest reality. I watch my own wife. I watch my mama. I want my grandma. It comes with challenges. But I'm saying to you, because God called you into that office, God will make a way for you. Hallelujah. God will watch over you. God will protect your children. Every one of those mothers I call your attention to, they went through a crisis. You know something else I noticed about all of them? All of them beat the odds. How? By faith. By faith. By faith. If you never hear anything else I have to say to you today, the way you're going to make it, the way you're going to beat the odds, the way you're going to overcome any form of challenge the enemy brings to you, is going to be your faith in God, your confidence in God. Another thing that I noticed about every one of these women is that they were not just thinking of themselves. They put others first. To be a good mother, you have to be able to look beyond you and look out for those children. A good mother, if she has one piece of cake left, she will give it to her child. Every one of them, they put others first. And God then reward them for not being selfish. A lot of children are struggling today because of selfish mothers. But the Bible says in Luke chapter 6, verse 38, give, and then it shall be given to you. Good measure. Press down. Shaking together, your cup running over. Men and women giving unto you. You know what I'm trying to tell you? The problem with our generation today, we want money, but we won't give. And that's why many of us stay broke. Many of us, we want friends, but we are not friendly. The Bible works perfect. Motherhood gives you an opportunity for you to be really blessed. Invest on your children. Invest in their future. Submit your own vision to their vision. The word submission don't mean you don't have a vision of your own. But it means that it's like submarine. You put your own vision under this, make your children your priority, look out for them, invest in them, make the sacrifice for them, and watch God blossom your own vision. We want people to love us, but many of us will not show love. What is the message? As I invite a worship team back to minister to you and me, get your hopes up. Get your faith up. Let's go up and possess the land. The will of God is for you to beat every odd that is against you. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Every tongue that rises up against you and your children, God will condemn. It is so. In the name of Jesus. Before I close, please let me invite you to the Lord Jesus Christ. The reason behind every faith is Jesus. The secret behind every confidence in God is Jesus Christ. Do you know him as your Lord and as your Savior? And if you don't, all you need to do this morning is invite him into your heart. Let him know you recognize that you're a sinner. You're not perfect. I'm not perfect. I had to do exactly what I'm asking you to do this morning. Ask him to forgive you your sins. Ask him to come into your heart and make him your Lord and your Savior. If you notice at the bottom of the screen, there is a number. There are ministers of the gospel waiting for you to pray with you, to love on you, and to encourage you. If you make a decision to make Jesus your Lord today, why don't you call that number and let somebody rejoice with you? And if you just need prayer, say, Pastor, I'm going through some hard time today. Call that number. The prayer of the saint availeth much. The prayer of the righteous availeth much. The prayer of Christians availeth much. Call and say, pray with me for my children. Pray with me for my grandchildren. And the Lord will honor that. And if you've been blessed by the ministry of Zion Hill Church family, and you want to be a blessing to our ministry, you want to support what we are doing, let me invite you to go to our website, www.zionhill.com. And you will see online giving there. Feel free. Let God lead you to support what we are doing here. May God bless you until we meet again. Amen. Here comes our worship team.
Day and a blessed week in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you.
in my wheel. Your joy.